بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هم كلوس ان شاء الله the closer we'll sit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite our hearts in shaa to listen to the talks of deen we must come close but to understand his deen we have to go far and wide in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world for a very very short while and in the short while there is either we please Allah or displease Allah It's better to please Allah Ta'ala and go from this world than Allah Ta'ala got the Jannat for us, which is forever and ever, my dear brothers. See, now we made our Salah of Jamaat, very, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made it easy for us to make our Salah of Jamaat. We must get our yaqeen correct. That some of us we feel because we in Jamaat, that's why we here for Salah. Person who is an imam, he thinks because he is an imam, he is here for salah. But in reality, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who his infinite mercy has brought us here for our salah. Nothing else but the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See? Everything in this world happened to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day of judgment, the person will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 500 years in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He goes in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, through my mercy go into Jannat. So he'll remind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his 500 years of ibadat. Allah ta'ala will say, no, through my mercy go into Jannat. He'll remind again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, take him towards Jahannam, but don't put him in, but he must be out of Jahannam, standing out. While standing there, he gets very thirsty. The heat gets to him. Then he asks for water, for pani. Then, as soon as he asks for water, the malaika brings the water to him. Say, if you want this water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me, you must give 500 years of ibadat. He got. You must give 250 years of ibadat for one tumbler of water. So he agrees. Malaika gives him the water. Then he drinks the water. After some time, his thirst is quenched. And after that, little while, he gets thirsty again. He asks for water again. Second time, the water is given to him. Third time, he asks for water again. Then the Malaika goes to him and says he must give 250 years of ibadat. Now the third time, he got no ibadat. He got no ibadat. 500 ibadat is gone for the two tumblers of water. So he says, Ya Allah, through your mercy, I'm going to Jannat. See, everything in the world happened to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Us coming here for salah also and listening to the talk of deen is to the mercy of Allah ta'ala. See, a person, many years is praying to his God, Sanam, say, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam. One day by mistake, he said, Ya Samad. He took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala answered him immediately. Oh my banda, ask what you want. And the malaika say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something to this effect, that Ya Allah, he made a mistake, he took your name. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned something to this effect that, many years he's asking from Sanam, Sanam not answering him. And now he took my name. If I do not answer him, then what is the difference between Samad and Sanam? See, Allah Ta'ala answered him. So my dear brother, this teaching is for us. If anything we need, anything we want, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who is doing the things. We thinking we are doing. A father when he goes home, he got his bag in his hand. He got his small child. The child want to carry the bag. The bag is too heavy. So the child grabbed the bag and the father will lift the bag up. The child will be thinking he's carrying the bag. But all the time the father is doing it. So just like that, we thinking we are doing it. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing everything. We must tend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all condition, my dear. Just in the day of judgment, he'll go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will say him, "Oh my Banda, you need one more good deed to go into Jannat. One more. You go and get that one and come, you go into Jannat." Then he'll go every way, but his most beloved ones who are in this world, making so much effort for them. His beloved mother, his beloved father, his sister, his brothers, his families. He'll go by everyone, his friends. Only for one more good deed. He can't get that one more good deed. So he goes very tired. He goes there, one person was standing there. He goes there, that person sees his condition, asks him, "What happened to you? Why this is your condition?" He said, "By what I must tell you, I went by all my beloved ones, who I did everything for them in this world. Today I want one good deed. No one is ready to assist me with one good deed." Everyone nafsi, worried about themselves. That person who is speaking to, he only got one good deed. He's a sinner, he's a gunagar. He only got one good deed. So he tells that person, "You take this one good deed and you go into Jannat. You take this one good deed, you go into Jannat." Then happily he runs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Ya Allah, I got the one good deed." How happy that person must be. He said, "I got the good deed, now I can go into Jannat." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him something like this, "Where did you get that one good deed?" He said, "Allah, from a certain person." He said, "Bring that person and come." So he takes that person and go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala asks that person, "Why you gave him this one good deed?" And say, "Ya Allah, I'm doomed for Jahannam. I only got one good deed. This one good deed not going to help me." So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will tell him something to this effect, that you're trying to be more merciful than me. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is so merciful, Allah Ta'ala says to them, "Both of you go into Jannah." So this is the mercy of Allah. Whatever we heard, bayans, all the muftis of the world, all the speakers of this world, giving big bayans about mercy of Allah. Even Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about the mercy of Allah. That is not the full mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reality will be in akhirat. Not in this world. This world, little bit, we seeing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Real mercy of Allah ta'ala will see in akhirat. You see, that's why we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Yeah. Person will go in 99 books of his, all bad deeds. See, as far as I can see, bad deeds. Then Allah ta'ala asks him something like this, that you agree with all this? Say yes. Then he feels he's doomed for Jahannam. Then Allah Ta'ala make the malaika bring the one piece of paper out. La ilaha illallah. Put one side of the scale, 99 books of records on the other side. We have from ulama ikram, that 99 books will fly in the air with the weight that is on La ilaha illallah. You see, that is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you have to turn all the time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the life in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam life and Sahaba ikram life. All the time asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one can do everything without the help of the creation. And the creation all put together can do nothing without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, we tell here all the time, Iman is the greatest thing in the world. But we hear from ulama ikram, greater than Iman is to die with Iman. And many had Iman in this world here, they died without Iman. So to die with Iman is the greatest thing in this world here. That's why we must hold fast to this Iman. A person who is giving da'wah towards Iman, there's more chances he'll die with Iman. You see, there's more chances. If a person is more in his shop, 18 hours in his shop, 16 hours, 12 hours in the shop, there's more chances he'll die in the shop. You see, so we must make fikr, worry, concern about this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen is very, very precious. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'een, they made effort on deen. Then they became precious. And we, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we want to become precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also make effort for deen. Sahaba ikram, they had the love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That must come in our life. Love for Allah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. not talking only, you see. A person give big lectures, big bayans, but he don't practice what he preach, he's going to go into Jahannam. Fazail Amal is there, practice what you preach. So those who preach and don't practice, they're in problem, my dear brothers. So we mustn't be like that. Don't fall in that category. See, in school we learn that we learn from our own mistakes. In school we learn from our own mistakes. But we have from Ulama Ikram, we say a fool is he who learns from his own mistakes. A wise man, he learns from other people's mistakes. The Quran got Qawme Aad, Qawme Samud, Qawme Sabah. All those people, Allah became angry with them. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. So we mustn't be like that. We must learn from them. Lesson from that. Those made those mistakes, we mustn't make those mistakes. Yeah, we must all the time talk about Allah Ta'ala. Talk about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That two things are the only things got success in the world. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Anything to do with the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is success forever and ever. There's no third thing. So that's why more we must talk about the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, you see. And the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more we'll talk about it, the more it'll come into our life. See, when you give doubt to others, it's like throwing a ball on the wall. You hit the ball on the wall, come back. We give doubt to others about the greatness of Allah and the beautiful life of Nabi Sallam, that will come into our eyes more, inshallah. You see, Sahaba Ikram, you see, how they made effort for deen. They were poor. They were very poor also in the beginning. But you see, how much love they had for deen. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, a poor sahaba. You see, very poor. Many days without food. But you hear from Ulama Ikram, 5,374 hadith. Without writing, by heart. 5,374 hadith. So whether we are poor or rich, he don't stop us from making fikr for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has put us here for a fikr and worry, my dear brother. That worry we must have. Fikr for deen, worry, concern must come in us. A person, whether in good or bad, if he makes fikr and worry for something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to him. If a person makes wrong niyat to do something wrong, to go and steal from a business, or to rob a person, he makes that plan, how to do it. That plan, what he makes, that effort, he don't go to waste. Allah Ta'ala gives him. Whether it's right thing or wrong thing, when they make effort in that line, you'll get it. See, so if we make effort the way shown by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala will give us Jannat forever and ever, my dear brother. This world here, the glitter and glamour of the world has got us. We talk about technology. Every person talking about technology today. Technology, they can show you storm coming, but they've got nothing to stop the storm. The hurricane is coming. What's there to stop it coming? Nothing. You see, technology is taking us far away from deen. See, so we must bring in our life the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this will give us success forever and ever. This world, the example is given, this world, the whole world is cleared and filled with mustard seeds. Small seeds. The whole world filled with mustard seeds. And after 1,000 years, one bird come and take one seed away. How long will it take for the seeds to finish? Very, very long, my dear. Very, very long. But the akhirat, they say, the akhirat will never come to an end. Forever and ever. You see, the seeds will finish here, but the akhirat will be forever and ever and ever. That's why, my dear brothers, let us make fikr, worry, concern for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaabas were far away. Before they become sahabas, they were far away from deen. When they brought deen in their life, What happened? Allah Ta'ala made them human beings. You see, the love of deen came into them. Love of Allah, love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love for deen. Allah became pleased with them. They became pleased with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The best students ever to come in the world was Sahaba Ikram. And the best teacher ever to come in the world was Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's no teacher like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever come in this world. And no students like Sahaba Ikram. When the best students listen to the best teacher, Allah Ta'ala became pleased with them. Allah praised them in the Quran. Radiallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah became pleased with them, they became pleased with Allah. And they were ready to give their lives for deen, my dear brothers. See? The brother of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was so young, the sword that was on him, it was hanging, hitting the ground. And he going in a battle. For what? To give his life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, not going. Sahaba Ikram, when they went into battle, like how we say a person, head I win, tail you lose. You know? Head I win, tail you lose. Both ways that person loses. So Sahaba Ikram, like they told to enemy like this, head I win, tail you lose. Whether they won the battle, head I win. And if they got shaheed, they won that way also. Till you lose. Both sides, Sahaba Ikram won. So we, the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's why we encourage all the time. Let us make fikr, worry, concern for deen. The deen going to give us success. That is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala going to give us success, which is forever and ever and ever. That's why we encourage all the time. Go out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You see? Go out for a little while, whatever time we got, we encourage 4 months, we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever time we can give. Now after Maghrib, there will be a very important talk, inshallah ta'ala, on deen. Very, very important talk. How we can get success in dunya, qabr and akhirat. For that, all of us must sit, inshallah. Come very quickly in the front here, so the person who's speaking, he can get encouraged also, how to give the talk, inshallah ta'ala. We all do this, inshallah. Allah accept all of us for the deed, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah. Yeah, brothers can finish the zikr of the mamlat, inshallah ta'ala, and make dua. Now Allah Ta'ala can give all of us success, dunya, qabr and akhirat, inshallah. Jazakallah.